we are going to talk about relationships, friends with family, friends and family, and also like love life and past experiences and all that jazz. So, Veronica, do you want to start?
Basically, what Shelby just said, we're just going to be talking and just really being raw and real. Okay. So, one of the things we really want to touch on is, like, relationships and just, like, truly the benefit and meaning of what a relationship is, because most people don't know or take it for granted. Mm-hmm. So, basically what a relationship should be are two people benefiting from some type of connection that y'all have with each other. And it should never be one person giving more and the other one.
With that being said, we just want to tell everybody out there that's listening to this podcast that relationships should always be an equal thing. Nobody should feel greater or smaller or any different when it comes down to relationships. Honestly, in my opinion, what Veronica just said, I truly believe that two people, when they come together, they should be happy with each other and grow and learn from one another.
And, like, with what she's saying, like, it's in all aspects. Friends, family, love.
Any type of relationship.
Yeah, any type. You should both benefit from it. It should bring out just, like, your better self. Mm-hmm. And never feel like you're giving up on someone purely because just to stay within that relationship. Mm-hmm. If someone isn't giving you what you want and deserve, that's your cue to
not be with that somebody.
Yeah, distance somebody. Yourself. And this is the same with just, like, positive and negative people. When someone is generally just, like, always positive and we're around a negative person,
that energy is gonna...
Yeah, that energy is definitely going to affect them. Mm. But at the end of the day, positivity will always find its way back to that person. You know? And just like with negative people, it's the same, vice versa. And everyone has the ability to change. If they want to get better, they have the ability to change. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. A big one that I dealt with firsthandedly, and never feel like you're alone, because at the end of the day,
you're not alone.
Everyone is going through
a hard time.
The same things, something even harder or stressful. Like, that's the thing. We all go through trials and tribulations in life. Mm-hmm. And they're all blessings in disguise, because you genuinely learn so much about yourself, so much about life in general, and what not to do going further. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, me and Shelby, we both experienced this, like...
For greater things.
Yeah, having to come to a realization that this person just isn't... valued purpose in our lives, you know?
Maybe in somebody else's life and not ours.
Yeah.
Like, not that they're not important, but...
Yeah, but the people... Okay, this is the thing. The people that are your friends are the ones that are genuinely like you, you know? Mm-hmm. We attract who we are as a person. It's kind of like the law of attraction. I really don't want to go into that. Relations in life are kind of similar at a certain aspect.
Your goals, your mindset, yeah.
Just your mental mind is, like, kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's with anything, honestly, like, all relationships. This is a major one for love, like we were saying. You need to have the same mindset and aspirations and goals and what you want in the future. to truly build something with that person and to bring your highest potential out of yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, one thing about Shelby that I learned, because I didn't know her as a person, I think everyone kind of knew of her and they heard stuff about her, but this one specific experience really hit home with me, and I remember it to this day. We were at our good friend's ex-boyfriend's funeral. We were there for moral support. We never knew the guy. But this brought me and Shelby together. And I remember just being at the service, and Shelby genuinely just, like, had tears in her eyes. And I remember her just saying, like, I genuinely have to put myself in her shoes. And that's one of the things I never, ever did in my life, really had to learn. And
so you never know what other people are going through in life.
Yeah, and it's the little things. It's like that. Having compassion for people is so important. Trying to really understand what they're going through, mm-hmm. is just such an incredible thing you can do. And it really shows, like, it really teaches you to have self-love for yourself.
Exactly.
Because people will see that. Yes. And they will want to be around you, honestly, because just being down to earth and being humble, a humble person,
it will take you very far.
Yes, and putting yourself in certain situations, mm-hmm. like certain situations that make you feel little, it will honestly just change your
perception. Help you in the long run,
yes.
too.
Yes, help you in the long run, because that's the thing. We constantly need to change our perception and just push ourselves
to be the best that we can be.
Yeah. And just facing, like, head on. That's really something that I learned.
It's so pretty.
Don't ever feel scared, you know, out of life. And that's something Shelby, she always says. She's like, babe, never feel scared. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you feel scared? Never feel like that.
Yeah. Because if you're scared in life, like, honestly, you're not living. You're not living to the best, because you want to be the best person that you can be. And honestly, in life, there's going to be situations that maybe you are, you know, scared about, and you feel like you're not strong enough to get past that, through that situation. But in reality, I believe that God gives us bad things so we can honestly, you know, get past them and learn from different situations. And, yeah.
Yeah, like what she was saying, like, things happen in our lives for a reason. It makes you hit a rock bottom, a certain crisis, and it's crucial in your life to fully get to your purpose and full potential. Mm-hmm. Like, all of the things are, they have a purpose, and you may not see it now, and you may question yourself, like,
or your worth.
Yes, too. Why is this happening to me? Mm-hmm. Why? What did I do to deserve this? I know we all do that, like,
all the time.
Yeah,
yes.
What did I do to deserve this?
Yeah. But even if it's something good.
Yeah, just leave it up to the freaking stars and just know in the long run it was not the best at the time, and something else even better is going to come along, you know? And the other thing we need to touch on is self-love.
Self-love.
Shelby loves this topic.
Yeah, self-love is my favorite topic. I'm pretty sure everybody knows this because it's all over my Twitter. It's all over everywhere. I believe that self-love is a way of life. I believe that we came to this earth so we can, like I said, be the best we can be, but we need to love ourselves and also just be a positive person, because if you don't love yourself, like, I mean, it's worthless, you know?